Well, I was just going to start with last night. It's not something that I'm sure you've been intimately involved with in the sort of preparation of it, but what a great evening, the latest in a series of great evenings for the youngsters.
Yeah, I went to the game with the staff, to be fair, and quite a few of the players were there. It was terrific to go through, and I thought it was some really good individual and performances, and as a collective, you know, the honesty, the work rate, the desire to compete in, you know, in a more pressurised occasion for them. I thought the lads coped really well with it. So, you know, a huge amount of credit to the staff and the players and the academy as a whole, obviously, to progress through to, you know, the late stages.
Because as somebody who's been involved in sort of academies, it's all about building players to get into the first team in however many years' time. But how big a deal are these runs, getting to these stages of something like the FA Youth Cup, in terms of preparing players for that kind of thing?
Yeah, of course. They're only going to benefit you, I think, in terms of, like you say, you know, playing at a stadium in front of a crowd with some noise. And obviously the pressure of going through. It's such a prestigious competition, the Youth Cup, that, you know, it's a bit that does get quite a bit of profile from, you know, the media and on TV, etc. So, you know, speaking with Brian, you know, quite clear, it's obviously all about producing individuals. But again, I think, you know, sometimes having occasions like last night and playing, you know, a team together and, you know, keeping them together like, you know, we have done this season, I think can benefit them as well. A little bit like what England did with their youth groups, right, in terms of, you know, keeping them together to progress. So it was a great experience for the lads.
And obviously a few of them have had a little bit of a taste of first team, whether it's training or getting a few minutes. Is that something, do you have to be careful when they're that much younger? At 19, 20, it's slightly different. But when you're talking about under 18s, do you have to be a little bit more wary about bringing them in to actually get them on the pitch?
Yeah, it's not necessarily the age. I think it's when people are ready. And I think the level of the Championship's so high, you know, that quite often to go straight from under 18 into, obviously, Championship football is a big jump up. I'm not saying it would never happen. I think in terms of, you know, ultimately, if players are good enough, you know, for me, here especially, we will play them. But again, I think, you know, when you just look at the physical demands, the psychological demands, the, you know, the level of the games is, you know, it's a huge step up. So I think, you know, what we have definitely got is some talented individuals that perform well together as well. And they're definitely heading in the right direction. So it's good to be able to drop them in and, you know, see them in training, get them up to speed with how we work, what we're looking for. And obviously, you know, I think other bits that often get overlooked is, you know, just the second you step across, how you cope with that pressure. So, you know, quite often you'll see their strengths last night, but then when you come across, it's about fitting in often. So it's, you know, it's breaking down that psychological barrier sometimes of come across and be you, come across and express yourself. And that doesn't always happen in 1, 2, 3 sessions. I think it's more, you know, the more familiar the players become with coming across to our environment and being around the lads, the more they tend to express themselves. So they're little bits that take time.
And is that something, because obviously we see the players when they get on the bench for matches, but do you regularly have a lot of that squad from last night training with the first team, or is that something that happens less often?
Yeah, we've, you know, and I didn't play last night, but Jamie's obviously one that's been with us, F's been with us, and obviously he's now out getting game time, which I think, you know, for me a little bit, see the benefits of that last night. You know, I thought his physicality was excellent. Obviously Ray spent a period of time with us, so again, I think it's that coming in, having a taste of it sometimes, and really one pushing to earn the right to stay there, which Jamie has done. Jamie's been brilliant and massively developed since he's been with us. And then sometimes just then dropping back down to go and get success. So obviously, you know, I work so closely with Brian that, you know, we're constantly bringing lads across to have a look at them and train, etc. And, you know, it's an important part for us going forward.
So which brings us on to sort of squad bits and pieces, I guess, from the other night. A couple of injury issues there. Anything serious with Harry, for example?
No, it was a little more precautionary. It tended to be a little bit more cramp-like than a real injury. So he's trained today, so, you know, delighted that he's fit. I thought he was excellent the other night. You know, his defensive side was exactly what we needed, so I was really pleased and pleased that he's available.
Any other either back or out from Tuesday night?
Hopefully we've got someone back, but I'm not going to say anything. I feel like I'm saying it every interview at the minute, so I'm hopeful that, yeah, we might have a fresh face on Sunday.
Which is things like that. It was such a lot of positives in terms of the performance on Tuesday, but it's still ultimately a loss, and it makes four. So is having a fresh face, is having something like that a good way just to G the players up a little bit, because nobody wants to go on a losing run?
No, of course, me included. And that's why we work the hours we do and obsess on trying to give everything so that when the players step on the pitch, they're prepared, which, like I said the other night, you saw, I thought there was so much good. But again, I think, you know, definitely having an extra body or two back will definitely, you know, give everybody a bit of a lift, give everybody a boost, which, you know, sometimes needed. But at the same point, I have to say the lads can feel it. The lads know, you know, the lads are quite honest. They're reflecting on performances now, not just the outcome of games. So, you know, it's now making sure that, you know, it's not 90%, it's 100%, because when we get it right, as you see, I think at times, you know, our level's right up there. But it's making sure that, you know, in a tough time, which, you know, if you go through the whole league, I think you could go through every team in the league pretty much. This had a period where they've, you know, gone 5 or 6 without winning, which we don't want. We have to stop it. We have to make sure everything goes into Sunday to making sure that, you know, we hit the level we hit as a minimum the other night and improve on that. And come away with a result on Sunday.
Over the course of a season, you, it's not a straight line. You're going to get ups and downs. You're going to get better and worse performances. But have you any insight into why they were so high and then the 3 below par performances came against teams that were below you in the table and then you go back up again when you play in one of the better teams in the division?
Numerous bits. I definitely think there's a psychological aspect to it. It's something that's, like I said, it's been there the whole season, I think, in terms of not just since we came in. If you look at the you know, pre as well, I think for me, it's, I don't want to sit and talk too much around the ifs, buts and maybes. I think it's where we do our work to understand why, and I think there's a combination. Some of it's the psych element, the behaviour side of it, and some of it's just, you know, QPR for me was more tactical understanding, which, as I'd said, we haven't obviously spent a huge amount of time on. And then you know, someone like a Twiney we brought in to obviously, you know, help us in when we're playing against the block because of the profile of player, and obviously not having, you know, profiles available that might suit, you know, certain styles of games brought challenges. But the lads are all in. I think that's the biggest bit for me. They're only going to continue to improve because of how they are every day. You know, sat down individually with everybody yesterday and today to you know, go through certain aspects, you know, make sure that we get the little bits right, because that's the big thing for me. If you get 2 or 3 little bits wrong, it leads to something that's much bigger. So, and that was it. That's what cost us the other night. But like I said, there were so many positive aspects. You know, annoyingly, my phone blew up after the game the other night, you know, complimenting how good the lads were defensively. Kieran was, you know, complimentary in the office afterwards around, you know, how difficult we were to play against, etc. But, you know, ultimately, we've got to keep believing in the way we work, believing in each other, sticking tight together as a team. You know, and then when we step on the pitch, it's, you know, making sure that we transfer all the conversation into actions.
And, you know, sometimes you've got to work with blocks of players who work with your defence or whatever else. But do you find that those individual one-on-ones where you can actually sort of drill down into this is what we need to see more of and that's what you've got to work on, is that a big part of getting the improvements you're looking for?
Yeah, definitely. I've spoken a lot around, you know, taking responsibility because we give the lads everything, and then it's educating, it's making sure that if there's accountability, it's about then taking responsibility, and if you don't, why? Is it understanding, is it emotions, you know, that stop your focus? And then understanding why, which is different for each player. So it was a good opportunity, sat with all the lads were great, to be fair. I think you know, they're fully all in on what we're trying to do, and they can sense that we're moving in the right direction. So it's now making sure that, like I said, we transfer that and we improve and transfer it into, you know, whatever the game demands on Sunday, across the whole duration, making sure we transfer it, a high level of performance into that game.
I think you probably know what you're going to get on Sunday in terms of there's a slight change in managerial style, but it's very much now back to the Swansea that you would have expected to have seen over the last couple of years.
Yeah, very much so. I went and watched them actually at Watford Wednesday night, so I went and had a look. And again, yeah, compliments to Luke in terms of his philosophy, the way they play. You know, they, especially first half, they had really good control of the game, so we know they'll want the ball and, you know, they'll try and do certain things with it to cause us problems. So it's, yeah, they're definitely obviously shifted, you know, back in style to what, yeah, they're renowned for.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
I appreciate you're not going to say who, because perhaps previously there's been an optimism about a player coming back and it's not quite come to fruition regards their availability. That would be fair to say, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it's more that I feel like each week I keep saying these two might be back and yeah, then it doesn't happen. So for me, it's more, let's see how they've responded to today. And
But the point was going to be, is that the medical team saying they can't play, or is that them saying they can't play, or is that you saying they can't play? Like, what's the process?
Yeah, no, it's a collective. It's... I put them in when they're available and when they're fit. I think I'm not an expert medically to sign people off, so I never can, never would. Obviously, I push to get them back as quick as they can, and I have to give credit to the staff. You know, quite a few of the same in terms of trying to push them back, but you also then have to work off of how the player responds, and there's obviously progressions and certain stages that players move through, and sometimes they have setbacks. And, you know, that's for a manner of reasons, and then we obviously have to, you know, react off the back of that. So although you feel like they're close, they then might hit the next stage and it set them back a little bit, or, you know, we reintegrate them and they feel something again. So it's like I said, it's frustrating, definitely obviously frustrating for me, because I want to, you know, as many available to pick from. I want competition in the group. I want, you know, people that are, you know, pushing to get in the starting lineup. And obviously, you know, the more injuries we have, the less I can do that.
And are you training tomorrow? So it's kind of going to answer itself tomorrow.
Yeah.
Have those two individuals trained through the week? Scott and Cal, obviously.
Cal hasn't. Twiney's not trained yet, but he's done bits.
Okay. On Tuesday, because it was kind of a different kind of reaction to the previous games, there was like the emotional reaction was quite, you know, like Anis was interviewed after the game. You said about the sort of state of the dressing room. How do you kind of work to get those players back up again?
Yeah, I think, to be totally honest, of course I sit with them and talk around certain bits with them, but I think in the group that they are quite level. Of course, there's a lot said in the change room afterwards, but it's my point, let's stop talking about it after games and let's stop, you know, of course, reflect on it, but it's transfer it into actions. Like I said, from the previous game, Cardiff into Ipswich, I thought we actually turned a lot of it into actions, but it's, like I said, it's for the whole duration. For me, of course, the players know I'm fully behind them. You know, they get the support they need, they get the work, they get the detail. And I think the shift I've seen is the players now stepping up and taking accountability and understanding that, you know, the only thing that's going to change it is them, because, you know, like I said, we try to give them everything in terms of setups and throw-ins and corners and goal kicks on. But the second the game starts, it's very hard for me to affect things in game. You know, for example, Pat does an incredible job with set pieces. We do all the analysis, you know, the data, video, practice it. It's then in game, it's really difficult from the side to affect it. And that's where you need people to step up, take responsibility, which is something that, you know, the group are developing. And that's what I like in terms of now they're internalising a lot of it and going, right, we need to do this, we need to do that. So I've definitely seen growth in the group in that area, which is only going to, you know, help them progress and continue to improve in game.
When you talk about the sort of the general learning curve, however that may look, since you've come in, from the players' perspective, I just wondered kind of what your learning curve has been like since you've joined the club. Like, what's sort of been new? What have you found out about yourself, the team, the club, the league? I appreciate there's quite a lot there, but I just wondered where
how long have you got?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
It would be interesting to know kind of what's where you are now to compared to when you came in.
Yeah, I've definitely grown. I've definitely learned. I think people talk about pressure. I put more pressure on myself than anybody. That's the first thing for me. So in terms of, because of that, I obsess on reflection. I obsess on analysis, which is a strength and a weakness. I'm fully aware of that. Means I work far too many hours, but because I want to succeed, because I want to get it right, because I want the players stepping on the pitch as best prepared possible. So I've learned a lot. You know, the impact of history and culture on a club is obviously a big thing, I think. You know, and I'm talking not just long-term history, I mean short-term history as well. In terms of, you know, like the second half thing, you know, I think sometimes that self-fulfilling prophecy that you can build up by this is what we are and identifying and labelling yourself, I think sometimes, you know, having to break those down, I think, you know, becomes important. I don't want to just in a quick interview throw away some things. It's something that probably, you know, I definitely will at the end of the season spend a bit of time reflecting. I think when you're in it, it's quite difficult. I think, you know, when it's so full on, just with the sheer volume of games we obviously had in that heavy period, I think it, when you're in it, it's game's done, on to the next one. So you don't often have time to step back and go, right, what have I learned? What have I taken from it? So I'll definitely make sure me and the staff will have a chunk of time to do that at some point.
You talk about the concept of pressure. Obviously, the last game at Ashton Gate, there was an unpleasant, if you like, conclusion to it beyond the sort of the defeat with how the supporters reacted. Does that pressure, do you feel that pressure and expectation you've mentioned before? Like, how do you feel that and how do you kind of deal with that?
I can't control it, so I don't try to put too much energy into it. Of course, it's not pleasant. I think, you know, three games before that were it's the opposite. So it just shows where the probably a little bit where the world's at. I think that three games later, that's the kind of the reaction. So I get it. I get the frustration. I get we're in a business where it's about results. But again, I think if I allow myself to get caught up in that side of things, then it takes my eye off, you know, the most important thing in terms of where I focus and where I put my energy. So everything goes into the players. Everything goes into the team. Everything goes into, you know, making sure that when they step on the pitch, they're as best prepared possible. And whether that be from a tactical point of view, whether it be from a, you know, psychological, physical point of view, it's, you know, it's my job to make sure that the players step on and you know, are clear with that. And then we get it right, we get it wrong. It's then our job to coach and educate, because if it goes wrong, it's why? Why does it go wrong? And then right, we have to make sure in that experience or in that position in the future, we respond differently. So that's for me where all my energy and all my attention goes to.
Is there, and tell me if I'm wrong here, that basically we all, in general, often just look at the result as the determining aspect of a game. Like that is the yes, no, good, bad, failure, success, all that kind of stuff. Do you are you therefore almost working through that? So, yeah, okay, I'm not saying, you know, losing a game is bad. Everyone knows that. But you don't see it as just a loss. Or do you just see it as a loss in terms of how you...
No, definitely not. I think I'm quite clear in... I try to work to the short, medium and long term. And I think I'm quite clear in this industry, you have to win games in the short term, which again is an interesting one. You know, talking to Brian about it, you could, like I said earlier in the interview, you could go through every single team in the league that went six, seven, eight games without winning. You know, Preston, Norwich, you know, there's so many sides that have done it that are in, you know, good positions now. So I think it's then understanding, right, what level is a group capable of, which again is a process that you learn over time. That's something that you find out as you work with the players and you go through different experiences, because again, like you say, it's hard to know how the team copes with, you know, pressure or how they respond to losing multiple games until you do it. So again, I think, you know, of course we reflect and analyse on that. I think we then look at our processes, our ways of working. Are we heading in the right direction? Are the players learning? Are they, you know, getting better at the things that we're asking them to? And then if not, why? Is that us? Is it the players? What is it? And again, I think that's the biggest bit where it's, you know, it's tweaking, adapting and working as a collective and being all in on the team to make sure that, you know, what we've got, who we're working with, how we work is allows us to be effective in game to win games at the level. And then beyond that, I think, yeah, we try to work with players, not just off the reaction of a game at a weekend. I think, you know, certain players, well, all players will need certain things to learn and to get better at, irrespective of how they do it on a Saturday. So we kind of have the two threads, the reactionary stuff on a Saturday, but then also the medium, longer term stuff as well.
So with the reactionary thing as well, how significant is the league table to you? Because when things were good, if or were positive in terms of results post Southampton, you were asked questions about playoffs and this kind of thing, which you very understandably flat batted away. But obviously, when it's the opposite, almost as if the league table doesn't matter yet. But when things are not so good in terms of results, is that still the same sort of line of thinking, or are you conscious of that, the position?
Yeah, no, the process for me is always about winning the next game. I think that if I look at league tables too much, I'm not sure what it's gonna give me. I think it's, like I say, whether we're 3 points off playoffs or whether we're on a run of, you know, a few losses, I think it's the same thing. I think it's make it, you know, just because we've lost three doesn't mean I'm going to force or are going to change what we do in the next game. It's what do we have to do to win? And I think that's the thing for me. If we get that right, then the league table will be an outcome. And I think, yeah, understand there's so much effort and energy that goes into outcomes that actually you can overlook the most important bit, which is the process, the actions, the behaviours that get you that. You know, scoring a goal is a great example. You know, play with, you know, Tommy and Naki will go into the game wanting to score a goal, and if they focus on that, you might actually forget the most important bit, which is getting the right positions to score goals, get your touch right so you can get the shot off, then execute the shot. I think that's, for me, if you get the process and the action right, you'll get the outcome that you hopefully want. And it's not always going to be the case, as you see with everybody. So I think it's, you know, that for me is always where the energy will go.
Thanks for bringing up Tommy and Naki, because that was going to be a nice question.
You in on a few.
Obviously, Tommy scored on Tuesday coming off the bench to show you that perhaps he should have started. As they do, as strikers do.
Or I got it right.
Yeah, or you got it right, of course. Naki obviously played very well as well, I thought. Maybe one of his best games of the season, I thought, in terms of his overall contribution, kind of the sort of the subtle things he did. Are we still one or the other, or are you kind of, is there still a, or is there a possibility for both of them playing from the start?
You know, there's definitely a possibility for both of them. I think it, I'll be totally honest, I've got a rough idea for a team at the weekend. I haven't picked it yet. It's something I'll do this afternoon and sleep on tonight and then finalise it first thing tomorrow morning. But yeah, I wouldn't rule out them playing together. I think, like I said, it's, I actually thought that the two of them, I thought Tommy, to be fair, had a little bit of a dip, but I actually thought he was excellent the other night and he trained really well on, I think it was Monday, so, and trained well the last couple of days. So he's definitely, yeah, as we're young players, he's in a really good spot at the minute. I think you've got to keep pushing him. And at the same point, I'd had the chat with Naki, where I was conscious Naki had been in and out, in and out, in and out, which, you know, sometimes it's quite difficult to get rhythm as well. So to be fair, I'd given Tommy a run of games at some point. It was almost, to be fair to Naki, to go, right, you're going to get a few games to see how you do. And I'm in agreement with you. I thought he did really well the other night.
Just on Cam, because you mentioned before the game on Tuesday that he's got a little bit of a niggle still going on that he's kind of having to manage. Is that going to affect him at all, given it's two games in a week, or is he going to be okay for the weekend?
Yeah, no, it's nothing major. It's a tiny little thing that it's just about managing it and getting through to the end of the season with it. So, yeah, it's not something where he's a doubt because of it. It's just something that's just ongoing. Like, you know, J-Mo with the bits he had when he was playing with his Achilles, bring it, he's got a little something. There's nothing major that he can manage and be fine with.